We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We are starting 8 lines from the top, in the middle of the line, Rav Ashi. The beginning of the line says Kam Bedin, middle of that line. So we had 3 terutzim to answer the stira between the Iron Mishnah, which says that you have drisha v'chakira even by dina mamonis, and the Brisa and the Mishnah that says that star me'ocher is kosher, which mashma you don't need drisha v'chakira. So we have 3 terutzim: either one's the rice, one's the rabbanon, one's talking about dina knosis or dina alvayis, or even by alvayis is a chilek between meruma and meruma. And Rosh Lakish darshan the difference between tzedek tishvar mesecha and tzedek is if it's suspicious, so then you need tzedek tirdot. And if it's not suspicious, it's tzedek tishbayit. Rav Ashi has a different mahalach and to answer why it says tzedek. This pasuk is referring to dining with a pshara as well. Rav Ashi Omar, mastisim k'dashin and kroy. The answer of the Mishnah, the stiras, we answer like k'dashaninon. Rav Ashi Omar, mastisim k'dashaninon. Like the 3 answers before that. Kroy, the psukim of tzedek and tzedek, we're going to say a different pshat. Echel adin ve'echel le pshara. Once for din and once for pshara, that's how we're going to answer the 2 psukim. We're going to answer that one tzedek tishpat is the way I do it with din. And the other, with tzedek, one tzedek is with din, and one tzedek is referring to pshara, to compromise. Ketzad, how is it, when do you do din and when do you do pshara? So Gemara explains, an example. Shtei sfinis averis benhar. You have 2 ships that are passing along the river, opposite direction, and it's very narrow, and it's a narrow channel, and if they both now come close to each other, they're going to hit each other, and both of them are going to sink. They both will sink. If you let one go to the side and let one pass, then they both can pass. So the shayla is what we should do. Which one should pass? Well, one has to go first. Because they both go together, they're going to both drown. They have 2 camels that were climbing up a hill called Miles Beis Charoin, and this hill was very high, and there was cliffs on both sides, and it's very narrow, and they both cannot pass by on the same path together. So, if they both go up on the same narrow path and they both encounter each other on top, they're both going to fall off the cliff. One goes at a time, so hey, Kate, so how do you figure this out? Which one should go first? So Gemara explains, this is the way you figure it out. One has a heavy load, when we talk about the ship, or the camel has a very heavy load, the one has doesn't have a heavy load. The one has a heavier load will go first. That takes precedence because that is more of a important to get it past, and that one goes first. Kroiva v'sheina kroiva. If one has a longer destination, other one's shorter. Titcha kroiva v'sheina kroiva. You let the one who has a longer destination go first because they have a longer destination that goes first. But let's say shteim kroivas, both with equal destinations, shteim rechaykais, they're both just as far as close, so they both have same size packages. So you have to make a pshara. Hato pshara b'neim umayla schar zuzu. You make a pshara. One person will go first, the other one will pay for that. And in this way, you will be yoytza the halacha of pshara. So in the same pasuk, but tzedek says twice, teach us, sometimes you do tzedek, which means you do din. The ena kroiva goes before the kroiva. The one that has loaded up goes before the other one that's not loaded. That's din. And then you have pshara, when they're both equal, so you make a pshara, you work it out, you make a compromise, this one will give a little money, and this one will go first. So the Gemara Vaita, well, darshan the pasuk tzedek tzedek tirdof in a different way. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa. Tzedek tirdof, a double lashon. Zok the Gemara, the way the Marshal learns, Holach achabez den yafa. This is going after the balei dinim. That means the person should find himself the best court, the most chashuva judge, the most chashuva bezdin, in order to do his din. That means betzedek tishbara misecha. That's talk about the dying. Make sure you judge fairly. Tzedek tirdof means run after righteousness. Means you are running after a good bezdin. And for example, Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lud, go after Eliezer to the city of Lud, or Achar Yechem Zakai Livrachayel, go after Rabbi Yechem Zakai to the city of Rachayel, as we lived, go to that place for the Bezdin. It's important to Mitzedek Tirdo, it means to run after righteousness, means run after a good Bezdin. Mar was weiter, once we mention something about the city of Rachayel, we'll teach you in the Braisa something about that city. Tanu, Linter Braisa, Kol Rechayim Burni. If one hears the sound of a mill in the town of Rechayim Burni, it's a simon that they're announcing Shua Ben. It's the week of a Mila, which means if there's a Bris Mila happening today, Shavua Ben Mila, because a Bris Mila happens after a week, so it literally means a week of the sun, which means there's a Bris Mila happening. And Rashi explains that there was a time of danger, the Romans did not let them do Bris Mila. And therefore, all Bris Mila had to be done hidden. They have to hide it. And therefore, they had to announce a Bris Mila. You can't announce it. So they used to arrange that the mill, put the mill on, and it went for a while, a big, big, loud sound. And this is how we knew that it was a Bris Mila. Now, why does it do a Bris Mila? So Rashi explains, because they used to make medicines to be applied to the tinuk in order to make them better. So therefore, this was a simon that we're doing a Bris Mila. We need the medicine. And then that's a simon for a Bris Mila. How do you make a simon for a chasana or a nebrochal if it sees a lot of lights? So then we know Mishtasham, which means that there is a chasana. And there the Maram explains as well that the pshat is that at that time also with sakana, they couldn't do a chasana because of sakana. And therefore, they lit a lot of candles to show there was a chasana. Actually, Tosfos seems like he learns this passage, this simon is also referring to a mila, and therefore Tosfos speaks out, Zok Tosfos Ramas Araner, Mekan Nohagu Lahadlik Ner Bamila. This is where the minik comes from. You should light a candle by a Bris Mila. Not only has that minik, but the minik is Medina. It comes from the Gemara almost, come out. When Tosfos is saying, this is a raya that you have a minig of lighting candles by a Bris Mila. Zok Tomorrow, Vaitonar, Balon, the Rise Up. Sadak Tirdoif, run after a good bezin halacha chacham li yeshiva. Run after the chachamim in the place of their yeshiva where they are learning, because that's where all the gedolim are, and that's where you get the best, most choshuva dayonim for din Torah. For example, Achar Rav Lazar Lud, go after Lazar to Lud. Achar Yechem Mizak Vorchal, go after Yechem Mizak to Vorchal. Achar Rav Yeshua Lepekim, to the city of Pekim, go after Rabbi Yeshua. Achar Rav Gamil Yavna, go after Ramil to Yavna. Achar Rav Kiva Lebnei Brak, go after Rav Kiva to Bnei Brak. Achar Rav Mesoy Lureimi to Rome, you go after Rav, you want to Rav Mesoy, you have to go to Rome. Achar Rav Kiva Trad Yon Lesichni, to the city called Sichni. Achar Yeshi Lutzipari, you have to go Rav Yeshi to Tzipari. Achar Rav Yidu Mzer Lenetzivin, go Lenetzivin. Achar Yeshua Legoyla, which means to Papadisa. You have to go, Rabbi Shua, to Pompadisa in order to see Rabbi Shua. Achal Rebbe Rebbe Sharm. You want to go to Rebbe Yekul Rebbe Sharm. And Achal Chom Lishka Gazi. You want to go to the Sanhedrin Gedoyla Grash says, you have to go to the Lishka Gazi, which is the Beis HaMikdash. So, Tzedek 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 goes, run after the best Bezin possible, and this is where you run after, to the place where the Gedoyla are. Tzedek Mishnah, Dine Mamonais, Peschin Bezchus or Bechoiva. And it says, when it comes to capital punishment, so there, when it comes to din and nefashis, you start off with the schus. Now, how do you do that? Two aid walk in and say that Reuven killed Shimon. What does it mean you start off with schus? Hey, Chermina, what do you say? What does it mean you start off with schus? Zok Tamar, hey, Chermina, I'm Rav Yehuda. What you say, how Chermina, this is what you tell the Edom. Mi yemikra karmisu, who said you're right? Who said it really happened like that? So, Omli Ula says, you can't say that to the Edom. V'chasmina luhu. You are going to, it literally means muzzle them. You're gonna stop them from saying the Edus. They want to take back the Edus. I take back the Edus. So Rashi, it'll be Teich Dibur. They take back the Edus. Now Tosfos says that a lot of times it won't be Teich Dibur, and you can't redo it. So Tosfos says actually that before you finished cross-examining the Edom, they still could be Chayzer. And here we're talking about four cross-examination. But Rashi's mashma, if you look at Rashi in the first wide line, here we're talking about after cross-examination, you tell us to the Edom. And different Mars Kasha is, you're going to stop them, and Rashi learned it has to be Teich de Dibur of their Edus, Al Kapon. In any case, the Gemara's kash is that you can't tell this to the Edus because it'll stop them, it'll muzzle them, and we can't do that. So, Zodomar, what's wrong with that? Let them be quiet. Then we learned in the Braisa, when it comes to by the Saita, it says, we move the Edom place to place. And it seems the Edom Mokim, Lemokim, Kadesh Tarav Daitim Yachshvim, in order that the Edom should retract their testimony, their Edus, because we want to make sure they're saying the truth. So you see such idea, you do drive them crazy, you do try to get them to be Chayzer. So what's the problem? They're like, no, you're not actually being makish them, and you're not contradicting them, saying, who said he's saying the truth? There, indirectly, you take them on a walk until they get tired, and they'll say, you know what, am I doing this for? But a hawk, here you are, be a daim, mamish, directly telling them, no, you know, you're saying a lie, that you're not allowed to do. Like Rashi says, because if they have Edom saying someone murdered someone, you cannot just discourage those Edom just like that. You can make him walk from place to place in order to make sure he's saying the truth, but, you know, that he should have in his head that he's doing the right thing. But upon him, You can't say directly you're saying a lie. So what does it mean that we start off with schos? So elo amulah, you know what it means to start off with schos? Amulah, how can we, this is what we say, we announce, yeshucha edim lazimam, does anyone have edim who could be mazim these edim? Which means, anyone has edim that could say these edim weren't there? Amulah rab, rabbi says, I don't like that either. If we are paischim b'schos of the defendant, whatever, the person who you're saying killed someone, the accused, you stick it up for the accused, but now you are b'paischim l'chayva for edim. You're encouraging people to come make a hazama, maybe even in a lie. So why would you do that? It's bad for the other guy? So the Gemara, mi av chavoyso, what's the problem? But tanan, ain't edim zayim neharagim, even though they're killed, unless until you have the verdict ready. And here, the verdict wasn't there. You just the angel said the edis. So that's why he's saying, do you have any mazimim? So Moses Hachim, this is what I mean to say. If he's quiet until the verdict, and then he brings the edim, so he can say that he can announce, please bring me edim zaimim. It's not good. It's not good. It's bad for the edim. So what do we do? How are we paischim l'schus? What's Pshat in the Mishnah that we try to make the guy innocent, acquit him? How do we do that? Elam Rabba, Amrin Alei, Yeshecha Eidim Lachisham. Does anyone have Eidim who could contradict the witnesses? And in such a case, to contradict the Eidim, there's no chash, there's no din of Eidim Zoymimim. By contradicting, you just disqualify both Eidim, and no one gets any Einshim. So therefore, that is an Eitzah. So that's what you do. So Rabbi's proud to find a pshat. How do you place the schos? When two edim come and say Reuven murdered Shimon, we make an announcement. Does anyone have edim who could contradict this? Rav Kahana Amar. Rav Kahana says, "Midivreichem nizdaka plainly." What we tell the edim is, and this makes the accused feel better. We tell him, from your words, this person will come out potter, and this way makes him feel better. That's what you do. That's what you announce. That's place the schos. So that's the second pshat. Third pshat. Abayev Rav Adam Tavayu. Amri Alei, we tell the accused, don't worry. If you did not kill anyone, don't worry. Don't be afraid. You will not be found guilty if it's not true. So this way you make him feel better. It's paischim l'schos. And the fourth pshat is Rav Ashi's pshat. Rav Ashi Omar, you announce like this. Kol mishu yudei l'schos yuav yulam v'yulav. Anyone who knows the schos, please come and present the schos. And this way, we paischim l'schos. We try to find him a schos, and this is the way we try to find a way that it be acquitted. And the Gemara is going to bring a riot to Abayev Rava's pshat. So the Gemara, Tanya Kafaseda, Abayev Rava, writes like Abayev Rava. Rabbi, Omer, Rabbi says, it says in the Pasuk, well, we're talking to a Saita, Im loy shachiv ish oisach, v'im loy satis, if no man has been shachav with you, or a satis, which means you did not do avera, then this and this. We did avera, this and this. So where do we start from? We start from a schos. If you start from here, from the innocence, we start from here, you know, maybe you're innocent, and that's what Abayev Rava said. We tell him, don't worry, if you didn't kill, nothing will happen to you. Just like by sight, we say, if you didn't do anything wrong, nothing will happen to you. And that's how we start off, and that's what it means, paischim l'schus.